Hello and welcome to Connect, the very first meeting of a brand new idea in Cork City. And the idea is very simple. It's a whole load of business networking people, right, who are going to meet together to do business networking. But in order to give it a distinct edge, they're going to raise money at the same time for a really good cause. And tonight, Connect, at the very first meeting, the historic first meeting that they've had, have been raising money for a community in Cork called Simon. Cork Simon. They actually put people up, take people off the street, put them up overnight, give them a safe place to live and help them recover their life. That's another story. You can look them up on the internet. But actually, just to give you an example of the kind of people that you that I met this evening. Well, no, this man is unique. He's not an example of a kind. But I want to introduce you to Kieran Moore. Kieran, look, tell the listeners who you are, what your business is, and anything else you want to say.
Thanks very much. As you said yourself there, my name is Kieran Moore. Our business is Imikili Webs, and we're based in Middleton in East Cork. What we're doing is basically making it easier for people to get online. We don't just design a website and walk away from you. We stay with you and make sure you're getting value for money. We ensure that you're tracking your visitors to your website and that you change your content regularly so your website does rank well with Google and it is tying in with the message your business is trying to get out there. You're not just updating for the sake of updating. We're also moving in now to social media consultation. Facebook is a huge thing out there. There's 500 million people in the world on it. An example now, within 40 kilometres of Middleton alone, there's 91,000 registered Facebook users.
Hey, hang on, where did you get that information? That sounds very interesting. 91,000 users of Facebook.
Within 40 kilometres of Middleton.
And how many people living in Middleton?
In Middleton, there'd be 16, 17,000, but again, you have a 40 kilometre catchment area, so
Wow. It's
massive. Give you an example, one of our clients, they only have 526 fans of their Facebook page. It's still a big number that you can talk to directly, but just the fact that there's 91,000 out there that we can reach and target directly.
You could help somebody who had 500 connections via their Facebook
exactly.
To increase it by quite a lot?
Increase it, yeah. Every Facebook fan page should be up to the 3,500. Easily. The good thing about Facebook is people want that information from you. When they sign up to you, they're telling you, please, I'd like some information off you. So I set up management plans on their marketing of what they should be posting and how often they should be posting it. Because if you abuse the system, those people are going to leave again straight away. So we keep it fun by having competitions and giving away free stuff, free samples. We give them information about, like an example, cinema times in the local area or special offers on our restaurants. But we can tell them about special offers for the whole shopping centre. So each shop in the shopping centre now has the opportunity to reach all these people all the time and tell them about events.
Okay, look, we'll stop talking business. But tell me, no, don't go away. Why did you come to this thing tonight, by the way? I mean, what do you think of Simon, by the way, after what you heard tonight?
Simon has always been a worthwhile cause in Cork. It's fantastic. I've seen them myself on Friday evenings up there doing their soup runs. It's every night. You can drive up yourself, you see they pull up in a van, and there's always a queue of homeless people up there, which is sad to see. But at least someone's feeding them and looking after them and giving them a place to stay. And it's brilliant to hear the stories, like the lady said tonight now, about that one woman who had everything, lost it all. 2 or 3 years of her life have disappeared, but she's recovered, she's found herself again, and she's getting back on track. And that's why these charities have to be out there, and everyone should be supporting them. I feel good that being here, I've supported a charity as well as doing a bit of business as well.
So, yeah, that's the point, isn't it? I mean, you're here, you can do the business, but at the same time, you're actually connecting in with your values.
Exactly, yeah. It's making me feel better about walking out here and spending my time here and meeting new people, because sometimes networking events can be a bit stressful for someone coming in, but if you know it's for a good cause really in the end, as well as helping yourself, you're helping a local charity, it's well worth coming along here.
Where did you say you'd seen Simon giving people soup in Cork? Because I live out in Glanmire, which is not near the city centre, so I don't think Simon is in Glanmire, but it's probably in the city centre, isn't it?
The place I've seen now would be by the train station. Can't remember the exact name of the street, but the car park just outside there's a nice big wide road, and I've seen them there often giving out their soup This was back when I was working in the city myself, but no longer there now.
Yeah. I tell you something, back in the 1960s, right, because I'm very old, I went out with Simon Supron in Dublin as a student, giving people food on the streets in the middle of the winter.
Yeah, it must be very satisfying to do things like that.
Well, it was wonderful to come here tonight and tap back into that, because I haven't had anything to do with the Simon community in Yonks.
Exactly. Like a lot of people are feeling bad because of the recession and the amount of stress people are under. But it's a good feeling. Like, I might have had a bad day at work, but I'm here. I've spent 2 or 3 hours networking with people, helping my business, and now I've helped a charity as well. So I'm going to go home happier than I normally would on a working day, on a stressful day especially.
Kieran, one last thing. How would people listening to this contact you? You must have a website that people could contact you on. Tell them the website. They might be wanting to contact you from America even.
Well, the website would be imokillywebs.ie, and I'll spell that now.
Spell that.
It's imokillywebs.ie. We went with that name because just the townland of East Cork is Imokilly, so hopefully that will tie in with
Look, Kieran Moore, thank you ever so much for talking to me this evening at this Connect meeting, the very first historic one that we've both been at. Thank you very much.
Thank you.